Christmas With You by Sheila O'Flanagan. Read by Bráinne Gillis. Prologue. The Sugarloaf Lodge, Part 1. The Sugarloaf Lodge wasn't really a lodge at all. It was actually a large country house, which had been built in the late 17th century by a minor English earl whose family had been gifted lands in County Wicklow, Ireland. The family, the earl, his wife and their four children, spent a single summer in the house, which nestled close to the iconic Sugarloaf Mountain, before returning abruptly to England. The reason for their departure wasn't clear, but it was generally believed that one of his children had taken ill and died in Ireland, leaving both the Earl and Countess broken-hearted and quite unable to return to their summer home. When the Earl himself died a few years later, the property passed to his eldest son, who, having had a childless marriage and therefore nobody to leave it to, didn't much care what happened to it. He rarely visited the house, and after his death it quickly fell into disrepair. Its ivy-clad walls crumbled, and the large rooms were invaded by the damp Irish air, while the once carefully tended pasture-green gardens grew wildly out of control. The local people avoided it, because rumours and legends had grown up around the derelict building, including ghost stories in which the spirit of the dead child was seen wandering sadly around the ruin. According to these stories, seeing the spirit, nobody was quite sure whether it was a boy or a girl, was meant to bring bad luck, and so generally people stayed away. The property eventually passed to the state, which had no real interest in it either. There was a brief effort to restore it in the 1970s, but it wasn't until more than 30 years later that Neil and Claire Archer borrowed far more money than they'd originally intended, renovated it, and eventually opened it as an exclusive country hotel. Their family and friends told them they were crazy. There was no real money in the leisure business, they said. Big companies got into it for tax breaks, but for the little people, it was nothing but hard slog and no rewards. "We're not trying to become multimillionaires," Claire told them calmly. "We're doing this because we want to."
"You're amateurs," said Neil's father, a barrister who'd wanted his son to follow him into the legal profession and who felt that running a hotel was somehow beneath Neil's abilities.
"Gifted amateurs," Claire reminded him. "I do have a hospitality industry qualification, you know. And I managed a hotel in England for 3 years."
"Totally different," said Alan Archer. "Your entire livelihood didn't depend on it."
"We've got the backing," said Claire.
"I don't know how," Alan said.
"A good business plan," she told him, although the level of debt they'd taken on terrified her. But they'd come out from under it in the end, she knew. And their hotel would be the best in Ireland. 5 years after they'd embarked upon the project, the Sugarloaf Lodge had become everything they'd intended. Large enough for guests not to feel suffocated by each other's company, but small enough to retain a country house warmth. With an award-winning restaurant and breathtaking spa, the Sugarloaf Lodge was considered an oasis of peace and serenity within striking distance of the capital city. Each room was named after one of the Dublin and Wicklow mountains and was carefully decorated to reflect the ambience of an area known as the Garden of Ireland. Despite its hefty rack rates, the hotel was almost always full, and its website was regularly updated with fulsome reviews from its guests. Well, most of the reviews were positive. Claire had been miffed to see that some people complained about the quality of the bikes that the hotel provided for cycle trips around the countryside. She thought they were fine, but apparently the guests weren't too keen on having to work hard to negotiate the hills.